The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you. And we fight. We fight like hell.
Donald Trump is suing the BBC for defamation, and he should. If you think that the edited interview with CBS and Kamala Harris was bad, just you wait, guys. The BBC purposefully edited Trump's speech from January 6th to make it sound like he himself was invading the Capitol, and Trump is suing them for it, and he's going to win 100%. We have the edit right here of what they did. On the left, what you're going to see is the BBC edit, and on the right is the original video.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol, and I'll be there with you. And we fight. We fight like hell. We're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women.
So there were 50 minutes in between the two clips that the BBC meshed together. This was not some sort of 5-second, oh, we'll just get it closer together and then we'll summarize this because it's going to be a little bit easier in this documentary that they were making. This was not that. This was a deliberate attempt to make Trump look like something he was not, and Trump is suing them for it. Hallelujah. This is according to CNBC. They say U.S. President Donald Trump is once again on the warpath against a major global media company, having threatened the BBC with a $1 billion lawsuit this week. The British public broadcaster found itself in hot water after airing a documentary in which Trump's January 6th speech in 2021 was edited to make it look like he was explicitly encouraging his supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol. As concerns over the documentary came to light, the BBC went into crisis mode, with both its director general and head of news resigning. So massive resignations already. These are not middle managers or random journalists. These are like the heads of the BBC. Meanwhile, BBC chair Samir Shah said the corporation was assessing the very serious allegations and apologizing for an error of judgment over the edit. The thing is, guys, this is not an error of judgment. I know they have to say that because they're in very hot water right now. And legally speaking, as I'll talk about, this is not going to look good for them. But nobody believes that. Nobody thinks this was an error of judgment. This was activists who say they're journalists, but are really not, trying to spin a narrative into existence so that people will forget about what really happened on January 6th and all the new things we've learned about that over the last few years. By the way, guys, as a conservative, as a Republican, I don't even like what happened on January 6th. I'm not one of those guys that did. I think trespassing is illegal. I think being crazy and raucous in the Capitol is wrong. But let's not lie about it. We don't need, if really all you care about is the truth, why lie? Why lie about what Donald Trump said on January 5th and January 6th, 2021? The only reason you do that is not if you're a journalist, but an activist. And that's what the BBC is. By the way, when it comes to public broadcasting, this is a fantastic, fantastic reminder of why NPR and PBS are now defunded in the United States, because the BBC is the NPR and PBS of the UK. So one of the greatest things Trump has really done, frankly, in this second term is getting, of course, Mike Johnson deserves the credit as well, and House Republicans and even Senate Republicans, I'll give them that too, getting off of funding those places. Fantastic, because all they do is activism. All they do is propaganda. There's no reason our tax dollars should go towards it. The UK should do the same. I know there's a lot of people who watch the show from the UK. You guys got to divest from the BBC. They are garbage. So Let's just not lie about it. Well, we don't need to lie about it. And that's where the lawsuit comes into play. So according to the BBC themselves, in their apology that they issued, they said this. They said, lawyers for Trump have threatened to sue the BBC for $1 billion in damages unless the corporation issues a retraction, which they did, apologizes, which is right here, I'm going to read it to you, and compensates him. They then apologized, said the following. This is their apology. They said, we accept that our edit unintentionally created the impression that we were showing a single continuous section of the speech rather than excerpts from different points in the speech, and that this gave the mistaken impression that President, again, not a mistake. You saw the video. It is clear as day what they're trying to do. Anyway, they continue. Gave the mistaken impression that President Trump had made a direct call for violent action. Lawyers for the BBC have written to President Trump's legal team in response to a letter received on Sunday, and they said this, quote, BBC Chair Samir Shah has separately sent a personal letter to the White House making it clear to President Trump that he and the corporation are sorry for the edit of the president's speech on January 6, 2021, which featured in the program, they said. So they've done the groveling. They are begging at this point. Do you think the BBC wants to go through all of this hassle? And again, all those resignations? Of course not. They hate Trump. But they have to do it because they don't want to compensate him. It doesn't matter. They're going to. They say in this apology that there's no basis for a defamation suit that they would win. Make no mistake. This is not going to go to court, but they will settle because Trump absolutely has a case for defamation. I'm not an expert in law, but if there's one area of law that I do understand a little bit better than most, it is defamation, because I work in the media and it's something I actually have to be very aware of. When trying to prove if someone has defamed you, you really need two things. The first one to prove defamation is you have to actually prove that someone said something that's going to materially hurt you. It can't just be like, oh, my, you know, that hurt my feelings. It's got to be like, you said that, therefore, I'm going to lose money on this. This has hurt my reputation. And I think this is really easy for Trump to do because he can easily show how people won't want to do business with him if they think he's an insurrectionist. He could even point out to not being elected president and not, you know, and maybe if J.D., say, for example, J.D. Vance could have a defamation suit against the BBC. Say he loses, or say Republicans lose in 2026. They could say, hey, I'm associated with Donald Trump and I'm not getting a salary now because I'm not elected the vice president or someone in Congress. It has to be material. And I don't think it would be very hard for Trump and his lawyers to find some sort of material way that he's lost money over these accusations or over these edits. The second thing that matters a lot is whether the plaintiff, in this case is Donald Trump, is a public figure or not. If they're not a public figure, all that you have to do is prove that the defendant, which in this case is the BBC, was negligent, meaning that they just lied on accident. So just a random person, if they want to prove defamation, all you have to prove is just, hey, they made a mistake. If that's the case, you win. However, since Donald Trump is a public figure, he does have to prove more than negligence. He has to prove malice. He has to prove that the BBC intentionally edited this in order to mislead people about himself. And again, do we really have any doubt after watching that video as to whether or not this was premeditated? Of course it was. Obviously it was. This wasn't just a happy coincidence or accident, as they say in their apology. And I'm sure if they want to get into the investigation, this will be easily proven. All you got to do really is go to these journalists that made this documentary, look at some of their tweets and see, okay, how do they feel about Donald Trump? And then from there, I think it'd be pretty easy to find malice. So it's for those reasons this is not going to go to trial. Instead, what you're going to see is even more resignings, most likely, than there's already been from the BBC. And they're going to pay Trump a fat stack of cash, just like CBS did. Before we get back to the news, guys, the progressive left is a cult. They do culty stuff. They do some crazy stuff that not a lot of people have heard about. And I wrote about it in my book, A New Cult. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Zohra Mamdani is insane. He's doing insane things in New York. And while everybody's been focused on him in New York, Seattle has been going through the exact same thing. And they now have their Zohra Mamdani. And her name is Katie Wilson. Just in the past few weeks, she has said increasingly crazier things. And we're going to expose all of them right now. I want to start with this. She was at a rally talking about affordable food in Seattle, and she made the claim that not only should Seattle get on board with the government grocery stores that Zohra Mamdani wants to do in New York, But she also says that private grocery stores should be forced to stay open even if they just go out of business. Take a look.
Access to affordable, healthy food is a basic right. We cannot allow giant grocery chains to stomp all over our communities, close stores at will, and leave behind food deserts. Together, we can build a Seattle where fresh food is for everyone, not just for those who can afford it. Food deserts are not natural. Corporations create them when they abandon our communities. As mayor, I'm excited to step up and with UFCW explore public option grocery stores to fill those gaps.
So according to Socialist Now, and she is a self-proclaimed socialist, not only are you evil if you start a business and have a profit, of course that's horrible, but also you're evil if you go out of business and shut down. And I guess her solution, she never says what her solution is, how she's going to do it, but I guess she's saying that maybe Seattle is going to subsidize grocery stores that are failing. I don't know how that's going to work. She does say that food deserts are unnatural as well, which I hate to break it to her, but I think grocery stores are maybe a little bit more unnatural than food deserts. I think food deserts are the status quo everywhere in the world before grocery stores existed. But Katie Wilson, full-on socialist. Just this week, she gave one of the scariest interviews I've heard from almost anyone. I mean, she is outright. You think Zohrab Mamdani is outright with the scary stuff he believes? Katie Wilson is on that same level. She says, in this video I'm going to show you, that the government is what we should trust. It is our friend. It is our savior. Here it is.
As a progressive and as a socialist, I believe in good governance. Our government is how we act collectively, how we accomplish the things that can only be done together. I believe that our city should be able to tackle big challenges and take on big, ambitious projects. And I believe it is a very bad thing when people begin to lose faith in the ability of their government to be responsive and effective and to deliver results for its constituents. I look forward to working alongside all of the dedicated public servants who work for the City of Seattle, not just to advance a transformative policy agenda, but to make sure that we are delivering basic services, communicating with constituents, working collaboratively with every single neighborhood around the city, and building that faith and trust in government that is so essential.
Quotes from her: our government is how we act collectively, the way we do things together. It's a bad thing when we lose faith in government, building faith and trust in government. That is what she says. That is what she wants. This is the new socialist order. On its face, you hear some of those things, you're like, yeah, well, it's good that we like trust the government to a certain extent. But just listen to what it really means here. Our government is how we act collectively. That's what she believes. Not church. That's not how we act collectively. Not charity. Not families. Government. We elect people and they just do it all. The elites, they handle it. And this philosophy is very self-evident for the socialists. You know, some people might say, oh, well, that's a straw man, Josh. They obviously believe that families are important. Do they? Do they really? Do socialists have families? Do they believe in having kids and getting married? Do they go to church? Do they give to charity? They don't. People who believe in the government do not give to charity. The data is self-evident. Christians, Muslims even, and I'm not a massive fan of Islam, Buddhists, they give to charity way more than secular Democrat socialists. They believe fundamentally, this is part of their philosophy, that virtue is to be done not by the people or communities, but by the government. That's why they believe in redistributionism. That's why when you bring up, oh, hey, why don't we just like be nice to each other? Why don't we talk about private welfare? They go, no, no, no. We have to tax you. And you're evil if you don't believe this, by the way. We're going to tax you. Then we're going to take that money. Then we're going to distribute it to the poor. As if, and then they'll gaslight you and say, well, you're a Christian. Shouldn't you be giving money to the poor? It's like, I should be giving money to the poor. I shouldn't be forced to pay the government, who does an awful job of giving money to the poor. What Christian believes that? At what point in the Bible did they say, hey, make sure to give a ton of your money to the government so they can do all the charity for you? That's what she's saying in this. She believes that we don't have a problem with trusting each other or loving one another. We need to trust and love the government. That's what's important. Economically, she's already turning out to be a disaster for Seattle. By the way, here is Wilson on the streets trying to boycott and push out Starbucks, one of their largest companies from, again, the city that it was founded in.
That is why I am proud to join them on their picket line and proud to say loud and clear, I am not buying Starbucks and you should not either. And I would like to close with a message to Starbucks. This is your hometown and mine. Seattle's making some changes right now. And I urge you to do the right thing. Because in Seattle, when workers' rights are under attack, what do we do? When workers' rights are under attack, what do we do? When workers' rights are under attack, what do we do? Because this is your city. Thank you very much.
The leader of Seattle hates her own city. I don't even drink coffee. I don't really care about Starbucks at all, but they hate Starbucks, which, by the way, employs over 5,000 people, not in the coffee shops, just in the Starbucks HQ there alone. But for some reason, she would rather have Starbucks go to Austin, bring all those jobs with her so that her city suffers and has no employers anymore. Hey guys, I wanted to invite you to subscribe to my newsletter. I run it through Substack. It's completely free to you. Comes right in your email every single Monday morning. And I talk about things I wasn't able to get to on the show, or big tech would have censored me if I had said it. So I save it for there. Go check it out. Again, completely free to you. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching today's episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it, will find it, and you can tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains, or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.